God bless you. Be a blessing and let God work in your behalf.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Colonel Ron Ray Moore. Colonel Ray Moore is certainly a retired chaplain from the military, and he's established an organization that is really intent upon trying to get a proper education for our children. And basically, unfortunately, why our children are going to public schools. And when a child goes to public schools, they really don't stand a chance. The purpose of public education is not to educate children. It's to destroy their faith in God and family and country and to reorient their thought process. And that's why, of course, Colonel Moore is doing everything he can to encourage private education, homeschool education. Colonel Moore, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you again, Dr. Monty. Always good to be with you.
Why don't you just go ahead and pick up the story? What motivated you to take this on as a challenge to form your organization, and what have you accomplished?
Well, I'm a homeschool dad, say homeschool granddad. My wife and I started homeschooling our oldest son in 1977, and he's 42 now, has four children of his own, and homeschools and has them in private Christian school. But we started, and it was just really about me and my son, or my wife and my son at that particular time. And then we homeschooled all of our children, usually up through middle school. And then when they got to be middle school, we intended to put them in a private Christian school. So we always saw the advantage or the blessing that Christian education was to our own family. But it was in the beginning of the early 90s that I became aware, began to see the harm and the danger that the system of public schooling was to the rest of the children. And what really was no longer just about me and my children, it really was about our culture, about our families, about our churches, and about our nation, because it's such a pervasive system. Today, about 45% of all the children are being educated in state-run public schools.
Can you speak up just a little louder, Colonel?
Yeah. And so in 1997, I offered or launched the Exodus Mandate Project, which was an effort to extract or get Christian families and churches to take their kids out of the public school system entirely. And it was largely a result of a meeting that I went to in 1997, run by a lot of the national conservative organizations, where they were complaining about the public school system and all the liberal statist policies. At that time, in the mid-90s, they were all very concerned about Goal 2000, outcome-based education, and the school-to-work movement, which was really socializing our children in the mid-90s. And I went to a conference at that time where there was a lot of complaining and wailing and gnashing of teeth about the public school systems and the harm it was doing then. And I realized at the time that the conservatives had no answers. They had no solution. They just wanted to repeal bad laws. They wanted to reform the public school system at that time. And that was sort of the beginning of the Exodus mandate when I, a few months later, offered publicly a plan to withdraw our children and put them only in Christian schools or home or private schools.
Well, that thought, and ladies and gentlemen, you can't reform the public schools. You're foolish to think about it. You need to get your kids out.
Right.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You know Monday is the day before Tuesday. You know Tuesday is the day before Wednesday. You know Christmas Eve is the day before Christmas. And you know New Year's Eve is the day before New Year's Day. But you don't always know the day before. You don't know the day before an emergency happens. You don't know the day before a tornado or an act of terrorism. You don't know the day before an earthquake or power outage. And by the time you do know it was the day before, it's already too late. You know it's a good idea to be prepared. And we're airing this message to make sure you know freezedryguy.com is ready to help with your emergency preparedness needs, including great-tasting, long-lasting freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. You know today is the day to take action. Tomorrow could be too late.
Arthur Stan, we're talking about certainly Colonel Moore and his program to get children out of government schools. If you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And of course, I'm a product of a public education, but that was, ladies and gentlemen, that was 60 or 70 years ago. And basically, education has changed tremendously since that time. We used to have prayers in school. We used to celebrate Christmas and Easter in school. We used to certainly talk about God. We had Bibles in our classes. But that's all long since gone. They've taken God and prayer, the Ten Commandments, mention of Christmas or Easter, out of our schools. They indoctrinate our children in evolution. They're not allowed to hear about creation. Certainly, a teacher cannot have a Bible on her desk. Of course, a prisoner can have a Bible in his cell, but a teacher can't have a Bible on her desk at school because it's a public institution. But a a prisoner can have a Bible in his cell in prison because it's a public institution, but he'd be a lot better off if he'd had a teacher with a Bible on their desk when he was in school, rather than having to wait to get into prison to be able to have a Bible. Well, certainly our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. And you go right ahead, Colonel.
Hey, thanks a lot again for having me on this time. And maybe we could put my webpage up. We've been in this ministry for about 15 years, since 1997. And our webpage is exodusmandate.org. ExodusMandate.org. And I think we were going to talk about the new movie that's been out. Actually, it's been out about a year and a half now, called Indoctrination. And the subtitle is Public Schools and the Decline of Christianity in America.
And I think that is a wonderful movie. We've actually watched it, and Colonel Moore was involved with the production. Before we get to that, let's quickly go to Jim, who's calling from Flint, Michigan. Hi, Jim. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, I do. Colonel Ray, how are you? I'm definitely in favor of the homeschooling program. I think it's fantastic. I know that some homeschoolers probably aren't really well equipped to do it as parents. I've seen that a couple times, but I'm totally in favor of the homeschooling, totally against the public schooling. I'm going to ask a question, and then I'm going to hang up so that I can hear your answer a little bit more clear.
All right.
Basically, the simple question is, what's the fine line? Okay, if you want to be a teacher in public school, you got to get a degree, et cetera, then you can be a teacher and get paid. Can a person from the outside be hired by parents from the outside to help come in and homeschool?
You mean, can a parent hire somebody to come into their home to help them homeschool? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. We'll ask.
I'll go ahead and hang up.
Okay, fine. Thank you, Colonel. How would you respond to Jim?
And, the homeschooling is basically regulated. Sometimes it's not regulated very much by the individual 50 states. So every state has their own governing principle. But we like as little regulation as possible. But in most states, and I haven't had a chance to look at all 50 states on this, but generally speaking, to be a legitimate homeschool, the parents have to provide at least 50% of the instruction. To be a homeschooler, basically has to be a family school. But that doesn't mean in some cases you can't have outside the family individuals providing some of the instruction.
Colonel, we seem to have a poor connection. I'm going to ask you if you'll hang up, and I'm going to have my producer call you back, see if we can get a better line, okay?
All right, thanks.
God bless, and we'll be back in just a moment, and our producer will be calling Colonel Moore right back. But I would simply point out that in the Robinson homeschool curriculum, the child does most of the education. It's all there, certainly, in the books, and, of course, the books you pull down off the CDs. What you need, of course, is a CD printer, and so that you can actually print the textbooks, so you can print the material for your child. But really, the beauty of the Robinson homeschool curriculum, and over 100,000 children have used this, is that the child does most of the education. It doesn't take a great deal of time for the parent. And basically, the system was designed that way. It was designed by a longtime friend, Colonel Art Robinson, I should say, Professor Art Robinson, Dr. Art Robinson, and because it was designed by his wife. They were both professors at the University of San Diego and in the California school system. And they got so tired of certainly of the politics in academic medicine that they simply dropped out. They set up a scientific center up in Oregon, and Mrs. Robinson went ahead and developed a program for the children. And unfortunately, she passed away. And so basically, Art didn't have a lot of time to spend with the children. But the program is designed for the children to teach themselves. And all six of the children have gone on to college. Several of them have certainly skipped the first couple of years of college because they were so far ahead. The child goes at their own speed. It takes very little of the parents' time. And basically, it's an excellent system. If you'd like to know more, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. And we'd be glad, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Colonel Morgan, just go right ahead with what you were saying.
Well, previous caller asked, I think from Flint, Michigan, asked a question about the instructions that you have outside the family instructors. And I said that generally the different states have different rules or regulations regarding that. And I haven't looked at all the 50 states individually on every issue. And of course, the less regulation and supervision by the state, the better we like it. We believe this is a freedom issue. And families are free not to hurt their children, but to do generally what they think is best for their children. All right, so the answer would be in many of the states, at least 50% of the instruction needs to be done by the parent, but that doesn't mean we can't have outside assistance, outside instruction. There's a story I tell a lot, but it's probably an old story, maybe 10 or 12 years old now, but in Atlanta area years ago, there was a homeschool dad who was a professor of chemistry at Georgia Tech, which was one of the leading engineering schools in the Southeast. Certainly he had a PhD in chemistry and a lot of education, and he started offering a evening homeschool class in 10th and 11th grade chemistry to his children and a few of the neighborhood kids on Tuesdays and Thursday nights for an hour, hour and a half. And after about a year, there was suddenly about 50 or 60 kids traveling from the all over the Atlanta area to come to get this instruction by this one homeschool dad who was not immediately a part of their family. And so there are many creative and innovative things that can be done in the homeschooling. It doesn't always have to be your parents. If the parents are maybe deficient in some subject, they can maybe bring a mathematician or a physics professor or someone in to supplement their instruction in that area. We have a lot of homeschool co-oping today where families are sharing their expertise with other families. And there's just so much creativity in the homeschool movement. It's just really exciting to watch it. We have what we call blended schooling today, or I think it's called the Arlington model, where you'll have homeschooling at home by the parents solely 2 or 3 days a week. And then they come to a church where maybe there's only 30 kids in the group, and they'll have some general instruction by some specialist in some area, maybe 2 days a week. It generally is a home-based education program. And then we have different online curriculum. As you mentioned, I think the Robinson system, Abeka, Bob Jones, Alpha Omega, Liberty University Online. There are just so many programs now that there's just no need for state education. You don't need to put your kids in public school at all. And then often the children will use those online programs to sort of teach themselves with minimal guidance or supervision by their parents.
And basically, of course, you know, what we hear about these homeschooled children is they're different than the children who go to government schools. You go to the government school, why the kids pick up all sorts of ideas from the other children, and suddenly it destroys the moral foundation. It destroys much of the relationship between the child and their parent. And this is why homeschooling is ever so much better, because of the constant contact of the child with their parents, and they have an adult attitude rather than a child's attitude. And basically, these are different children preparing them for a different sort of life. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Our guest is Lieutenant Colonel Ray Moore, retired from the military. Colonel, let's talk about this wonderful new DVD called Indoctrination. If you're out there, though, and you have a question or comment, don't hesitate to call 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Go right ahead, Colonel. What is this new DVD, Indoctrination, and why is it so important?
The new movie, actually been out a year and a half now, it's called Indoctrination, with a capital N, Indoctrination. Subtitle is Public Schools and the Decline of Christianity in America. We think we can actually directly trace the loss of our Christian heritage, even our constitutional republic, form of government, to the sixth generation of state-run public education that we've had. So we have a really bad history, and conservatives and Christians have accepted this model, whereas they lash out at Obamacare or fight socialism and other agendas, but yet somehow they tolerated education, which is really the worst socialism of all. So the movie Indoctrination, I'm the executive producer, which means I put up some of the funds, I guided the project. It's sort of the theme of the Exodus Mandate Project, as much as any other group, but the actual director-producer is the award-winning director Colin Gunn, and he's the actor in the movie.
And hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment. If you have a question or comment, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295, right here at Radio Liberty.
We already know that calcium is important, but did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050, jigsawmagnesium.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Colonel Ray Moore. Well, this is Dr. Stan. My guest, Lieutenant Colonel Ray Moore. He heads Exodus International. It's a group trying to get children out, certainly, of government schools. And we're talking about a DVD. We carry the DVD. We think it's important. It's called Indoctrination. And, of course, the N is capitalized, Indoctrination, because basically they're indoctrinating our schools across America. He's telling the story about what this DVD did to one family. And, of course, it was shown in a church with a minister having financial problems. He and his wife had to work on the side. They didn't make enough salary from the church. And the wife certainly was going to have to consider giving up her job. I said, was going to have to consider going back to work. I said, and giving up the homeschooling of their children. But after they saw this DVD, what happened?
Well, after the showing, the wife was sort of weeping in the family, and they said to the Air Force sergeant, his wife, "We can't do it. We're going to have to keep on, trust the Lord, you know, to take care of our family and our children. We just can't put them back in a public school." And I was just so excited to hear that. I was just really joyful. And I said to the sergeant, I said, "You saved your pastor's children. You and your wife saved their children." And he just smiled, and he was really happy. And we got so many stories like that. So that's one thing that the movie can do. And that's why your audience needs to get a copy of it. It becomes a tool to save families from going back into public school. But we have so many comparable stories of people showing it in their churches or in small groups, and families are leaving the public school system right after looking at the movie. We think there are tens of thousands of these stories right now, and we believe, even though it's a little hard to track it, that we have 3,000 or 4,000 individual families, small churches, homeschool support groups, or small organizations and ministries like yours that are aggressively circulating the movie, are showing it in their communities all over the nation. I need to add one thing. You mentioned we were Exodus International. That's not correct. That's a homosexual recovery ministry.
I apologize.
We're Exodus Mandate.
Exodus Mandate.
ExodusMandate.org.
ExodusMandate.org. Go right ahead.
So anyway, that's so the purpose of the movie is to give a tool to families in your type of audience, like the man that called from Flint, Michigan a few minutes ago, to give them the tools that they can begin to go to work in their local areas, extracting Christian children and churches from public schools. And then the third purpose is to really try to use it to awaken the pastors and the Christian leaders to the danger to their flock and the harm that's coming to their members and their congregations, and to warn these pastors that they have an additional responsibility to care for the flock, and they're going to have to give an answer for their flock and their children and their churches on Judgment Day. They won't have a different accounting that an ordinary person, a parent, will not have. Those of us who have been in pastoral ministry will have to give an account of how well we shepherded our flock. As a parent, you only have to give an account for how well you shepherded your children and your cared for your wife and children. But a pastor is really going to have to give a greater accounting. And I've been in pastoral ministry. I'm a retired Army chaplain, lieutenant colonel, and I've been in pastoral ministry or a chaplain or director of a Christian ministry for about 35 years. And I really hate to have to tell your audience that many of our pastors, even our evangelical conservative pastors, are falling down on the job right now. They're not willing to stand up and warn their flocks and try to get the children out. And part of the reason is that we have our churches, our Bible-believing conservative churches, 70 or 80% of the members are still in the public school system. And the pastor knows if he gets too personal with some of them, that it'll create some disruption perhaps in the church, and that they will recoil rather than obeying God. They may rebel against it. But he needs to go ahead and trust the Lord anyway and use the movie and other weapons at his disposal and tell his people it's time to leave the public school system. So this is the third purpose of the movie, to try to get it to the pastors. And, of course, if your audience will order it, they can share with their pastor. I do have one matter I would want to advise them on. If they do have the movie, Don't give it away. Lend it out. And make it a short-term lending so that you can pass it on to another family in a few weeks or a few days.
That is a very, very professionally, very well done a DVD, and you'll have a tremendous impact on anyone who loves the Lord and watches this DVD. It's called Indoctrination. If you'd like to get it, you can give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And if you have a question for Colonel Gore, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But ladies and gentlemen, we should, if you love your children, get them out of the government schools. They don't stand a chance.
And most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid that is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Lieutenant Colonel Ray Moore, and Ray's certainly been talking about the percentage of children who are certainly out of government education. Perhaps if you take all the children out, you're talking perhaps to 15%, either in private schools or Christian schools or certainly homeschooling. Well, basically, Colonel, before we go on, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with your ministry?
Okay. Our ministry website is Exodus Mandate, Exodus Mandate, that's one word, ExodusMandate.org, and our office phone number is 803-714-1744. If they go to that site, they can see a lot of information about, we have some articles, things that we've been doing. They can see trailers on the movie or on our book, The Promise of Jonadab, which is a book on parenting or raising Christian children. So we have a lot of information there. And by the way, we haven't mentioned that we do have a companion book to the movie that's been out 6 months called Indoctrination. It's about a 350-page book with all the speakers and the movie having a chapter in the book. People like R.C. Sproul Jr., Ken Ham, Doug Phillips, Vody Bauckham, E. Ray Moore, Kevin Swanson, Israel Wayne, John Taylor Gatto, Samuel Blumenfeld, and Erwin Lutzer, along with many others, are actually in the book, have a chapter in the book. And they were speakers in the movie as well.
Well, certainly Lutzer and certainly so many of the people you mentioned are certainly people I have the greatest confidence in, Samuel Blumenfeld. Well, basically our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. If you'd like, of course, to have a question for Colonel Moore. Before we go on, one more time, get your telephone number out, because you always have to put it out twice in on our program.
Okay, well, my webpage is exodusmandate.org, exodusmandate.org, and if they have further questions, they can email us or call our phone number, 803-714-1744.
Okay, fine. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. And we've got Andre calling from the great state of Washington. Hi, Andre. Do you have a question or comment?
Question, please.
Go right ahead, then. Don't be bashful.
Okay, so my situation is I have a little sister. She is 12 years old. And she's, like, really, I guess, stubborn, you can say. And she has a really hard time doing her homework. Really hard.
Yeah, go ahead.
We've been thinking about taking her out of school and putting her into school. Because, like I said, I'm 26, so I grew up in a public school. And I kind of know exactly where you guys are talking about, and I agree 100%. So, what do you recommend for like I said, like for her, since she is the way she is, like really stubborn and does not like to listen. And so what do you recommend for us doing, like to help her out?
Well, no, basically, Andrea, is there a problem that she's rebellious, that she doesn't want to listen? Is it that she's not smart? Is she able to do the work? She just won't do it. What is the problem from your point of view?
Well, she could do the work as soon as she sits down and starts doing it.
Okay, it's fine. Just, so it's not a matter that she's not smart or that she's defective.
No.
She just is rebellious. And so, Ray, what would you tell Andre?
All he needs to know is she's got those kinds of problems. She's not going to be succeeding in the public school. The teachers don't discipline the children. So if they've got a problem child in a class of 25 kids, the teachers, that child will just drift and nothing's going to happen. But we homeschooled our children, like I said, for nearly 17 or 18 years. And if particularly my wife was doing 80-90% of the work, because you know, I was working outside the home, if she had a discipline issue and was doing mathematics, mathematics was just put aside for an hour until she solved the discipline issue. So your parents have got to get control of their children. They've got to be managing their household, and they've got to exercise discipline. And it's hard to tell you over the phone what to do and how to do that, but you've got, you're the boss. The mom and dad are the bosses, and I've never been so amazed to see grown-up adults afraid of their children. So it's time to be the parent and make that child do what you want them to do, which is, in most cases, is going to be the right thing. So you just have to get control, and you can discipline them better at home if, you know, and we, you know, find that works well. But it's hard to homeschool if the parent is sloppy and doesn't have any kind of order in the family. It's very, very difficult. You've got to get order and discipline in the family.
And you've got to bring that child to realize that this is their future and they are going to have to get this education or their whole life is going to be wasted. So basically, this child will certainly, your sister is going to be a disaster if she stays in public schools. If you care for her, get her out of the government schools, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
God bless. Okay, that was Andre calling.
Good, very good practical question.
Let me just get our number out here. It's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And one of the worst things we have, certainly in our public education today, is a lack of discipline. When I went to school, certainly, and somebody got out of line, the teacher would go down there and they'd have a ruler in their hand and give you a whack with it, and they certainly got your attention. I didn't get many whacks. I was pretty good. I went right along with what I was told. But sometimes you have to certainly give kids a swat on the rear end or a swat someplace to get their attention. But today, teachers are not allowed to discipline the children. As a result, we have the chaotic situation we have today. That is one reason why we have children raised without a discipline, and that's one reason why in America today, we have more people in prison per capita than any other nation in the world. Because any other nation, they allow parents to discipline their children or teachers to discipline the children, but not in the land of the free, in the home of the brave. Go right ahead, Carol.
Well, we have 5% of the world population and 25% of the prison population. So that's a good example right there. I know it's law and order and discipline breaking down in schools and in the family. And it's very, very important to understand that most of the teachers today spend 80 or 90% of their time in the classroom trying to keep order. And it might be an hour or two of actual learning that goes on in a given day, whereas you can have a child in homeschooling and, you know, and have 3, 4, or 5 hours of education during the day, and they're getting twice or triple the instruction time that they're getting in a public school. So that's a very, very good point. Let me make a couple of the comments about the movie. Our movie won first place in 2011 as the best Christian documentary in the country at the prestigious San Antonio Independent Christian Film Festival that year. We were runner-up to the movie Courageous, which took top honors in 2011 as the best overall Christian film, and it made it to a lot of the theater. And so it was one of those times when being runner-up to a well-known Christian film was a good thing because it brought some good attention to our movie, and ours was a documentary. It also got the endorsement of a real well-known national newspaper columnist who's in a lot of secular newspapers, Cal Palma. He's also a commentator on Fox News and writes a column in USA Today, and he's a strong Christian. He's been behind our movement for years, and he endorsed the movie, and we have him on the jacket. Every Christian parent with a child in government school should see this movie. And then Dr. Ted Bayer with Movie Guide also gave us a ringing endorsement. And he runs the Christian ministry in Hollywood, trying to influence the movies there. And he's a former movie producer, and he did a critique of our movie and gave some real helpful suggestions that Joaquin Fernandez and Colin Gunn incorporated into the final cut. And he put his endorsement on it and has featured us in Movie Guide and promoted us as well. So we've been really pleased with the response of these two endorsers along with others. So it's a very well-done movie in terms of professionalism, but it's the content and the impact of it we think is really long-term. Oh, by the way, it's been translated into Russian and into Spanish, and we expect it to be dubbed pretty soon, so it'll actually, we'll have, within a month or two, have DVDs available in those ones.
And ladies and gentlemen, I've seen the DVD. My wife and I saw it together. We both were really very, very impressed with it. It's very well done. It's called Indoctrination. And certainly everybody who has children or grandchildren in the schools should see this. You get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. The DVD is called Indoctrination. So basically, if you have a question for the Colonel, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. Colonel, have you heard anything about this new curriculum they're going to bring in, this new federal curriculum? It's called a Common Core. is being pushed across America today. And basically, of course, it's going to totally transform education. And I believe it's going to make it go from bad to worse. But what are your thoughts on Common Core?
Well, we've been following it. Yeah, we've been following it. And, of course, we think it's a very, very serious, dangerous agenda that's going to make a bad situation even worse. But a lot of Christians and conservatives are really stirred up about it like it's the first time anything like this has happened. And we really believe in some ways that Common Core was put in place in 1840 with Horace Mann and the Howard Unitarians, because basically more statism and more control is one of the features of Common Core. Of course, the first control, which was the first era that was made, was for Christians and conservatives at that time to accept the existence of the state education model. The era, the great era, is not so much what they're doing in the public schools, but it's the existence, the very existence of state-sponsored education. That was not the original American model. We started America, we had 220 years from 1620 to about 1840, where we had no state-sponsored, state-authorized public education. We had only private Christian community and home schools. We birthed America with private Christian and home schools. When Tocqueville came to the United States in the 1830s and wrote his famous book, Democracy in America, describing the uniqueness of America, I think it was in 1837, somewhere along there, he talked about the marvelous literacy and education of the American people. He said the stock boy and the farmhand and the dock worker could argue philosophy, history, and theology with the most learned people in the land. And that all was occurring but without state-run public schools. And so we think it's important for those who are fighting the Common Core to realize that it's not a new thing. It's just the most recent of many evil agendas. We had outcome-based education, school to work, and Gold 2000 just a few years ago. Before that, Bush put in America 2000. It's been under both Republican and Democrats that have carried this out. So it's the era of state education. Carter put in the Federal Department of Education in 1976. Prior to that, we didn't even have a national Department of Education. So we think that the Common Core is a bad thing, but the way to use it is to show people this is the latest harmful thing they've done, and you need to get your kids out. But I do not believe the conservatives are going to be able to defeat it, because they're trying to fix public education, which is not fixable, it's not reformable, and the state or the government has all the control. And all we're doing is protesting. We're saying, oh, please, please, Mr. Liberal, stop hurting our children. Stop hurting our children. They're not listening to you. They're not going to listen at all. And so a plan, a program, is better than a protest. And the only way you defeat an evil power is you create a competing agenda or a rival power. And the way to defeat Common Core is to grow homeschooling, private Christian schools, to to a large degree that we collapse the state model. We believe if we could grow homeschooling and private Christian schooling up to 25% to 35%, and that is possible with just the growth that's going on today, we might be able to actually collapse the state model. It would implode. It's very fragile now. People are very anxious about it, not just Christians. It won't out. It's everybody seems to want out. And it might implode, and then we would revert back to the original model, which is private, free market Christian home education, which is also the Christian model. The scripture does not give the state or government any role in the education of children. The scriptures assign that to the family and the church. So Common Core is a bad thing. It needs to be really studied. But if you spend all your energy bailing water on the Titanic and you don't make provisions for the passengers to man the lifeboats, then everybody drowns. So we think the Titanic is sinking. The public school system is imploding. And if you try to bail water on the Titanic, and you don't try to man the lifeboat, everybody's going to drown.
And I applaud what you're doing, basically, ladies and gentlemen. If you love your children, your grandchildren, get them out of public education. And, of course, if you love them, remember, you can get the Robinson Homeschool Curriculum for less than $17 a year. Less than $17 a year, that's you have to get the full set system from kindergarten to 12th grade, $195. The only thing you have to buy separate are the math textbooks. And your children will actually thank you for it, because it will give them an opportunity for an education, but most important, it will keep them fixed and their mind fixed on our Lord. And certainly the purpose of our government schools today is to destroy their faith in God and in family. And in country, they know exactly what they're doing. Common Core is basically a new federal curriculum. Every child will be on a computer. This whole thing will be directed from elsewhere, and they will be even more effectively destroying the minds of our children. If you're out there and you have a question, my telephone number 1-888-24-LIBERTY. But of course, this is very important. Lieutenant Colonel Ray Moore is on the front lines of this battle. One more time, Colonel, let's get your telephone number out there and their email, your website.
Okay, our website is Exodus Mandate, Exodus Mandate, that's one word, .org, ExodusMandate.org, and our phone number is 803-714-1744. We're on the East Coast, so if you call, you can leave a message on the machine, and we'll get back to you in a day or so. And if you go to our website, you can also look, see how you can email us or order materials that we have on our webpage. We've been in existence 15 years, and we're a niche leader in the aggressive promotion of Christian education and homeschooling for all churches and all Christian people.
God bless. We'll be back in a moment.
Do you have a chronic illness that is disrupting your life? Have you lost hope that you'll get better? If you have, Rob Manning may be able to help you. Rob is an experienced nurse specializing in integrative health care. If you'd like to talk to Rob without charge, or if you need nursing care or recovery coaching, call him. That's Rob Manning at 613-822-7625. 613-822-7625. You can access Rob's website at illnessstrategies.ca. That's illnessstrategies.ca. And that's spelled with three S's. Or email Rob at illnessstrategy@live.com. That's illnessstrategies@live.com. And once again, Rob's telephone number is area code 613-822-7625. Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today. From the mountain, from the prairie.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we do hope you enjoyed our conversation with Lieutenant Colonel Ray Moore. And if you'd like to get the DVD, Indoctrination, just give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Even if you don't have children in public school, it's well worthwhile watching. But if you do, or you have grandchildren, you need to get this. The average parent is so busy being busy, they don't really have time to think about what's happening to their child. And certainly, basically, they may come home, they may have A's or B's, but you don't really know what they're learning. You don't really know what's happening to their beliefs and their belief system. But children, certainly so many of them, become very belligerent and antagonistic and unruly. And this is because of what they're learning in the schools. If you care for your children, get them out. But remember the Robinson Homeschool curriculum. If you'd like to know more about it, call us at 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, if you'd like to get the DVD, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. This is an excellent weapon. I agree with Colonel Moore. I think he's done a wonderful job. He's one of the producers of this. But they've done an outstanding job of putting this together. Well, this is the time when I have to remind our listeners out across America that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. Quite frankly, we have to support all these stations we're on across America, and basically it costs about $50,000 a month simply just to maintain what we do. We don't get paid for what we do. We're doing it because we want to sound the alarm. And so if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family and help us maintain our network of stations, and believe me, people all across America are listening and learning the truth, why, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Now, certainly you can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. You can certainly subscribe to our newsletter, or you can go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com, where you can watch our DVDs, listen to our radio programs. They're live 4 hours a day and archived 24 hours a day. Read our newsletters and read all the other things that we have up there. We think they're important. But then, of course, we do hope that many of you out there will want to get some of our other products. We carry wonderful health products. And if you're a man over 60 and beginning to have prostate symptoms, you need prostate support, which we provide. If you're a woman over 45 and beginning to have hot flash or menopausal symptoms, why, you need the menopause support. If you have certainly difficulty with your immune system, you need more help as far as fighting off infections or other conditions, immune support. These are all put together and compiled by one of the finest companies in America, Fine Christian Company, but they're put out over the Radio Liberty label. And then, of course, most people do not get sufficient vitamin D3 or magnesium or iodine. So give us a call at and incidentally, we do carry the Health and Body extract, Health and Body HB extract. We take that ourselves, and you can get that to us. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Now, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. We've got some great DVDs. One of them is called Agenda 21, The Covert Plan. Another is called Population Control, The Secret Agenda. And we have so many other DVDs out there. If you want to know more about Common Core, we have a DVD on Common Core by Barrett Schoes. And basically, we carry her book on Common Core. You need to understand what this is so you can discuss it intelligently. If you'd like to see my interview with the ambassadors of Cuba, going into how we brought Fidel Castro to power. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the American government brought Fidel Castro to power. That's the World Revolution DVD. If you want to hear the interview with Professor Quigley, Bill Clinton's mentor, why, that's in the Secret Government 4 CD set. And we've got four CD sets on the secret societies and the secret government. Call us at 1-800-544-8927. And then please pray for Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend William Grigg. And William was the senior editor of the New American Magazine. He's been editor of the Republic Magazine. William certainly is a prolific writer, and if you do not listen to his programs on a regular basis, why, you're missing out. Basically, he, of course, writes the articles very frequently published at Lou Rockwell. He writes the Radio Liberty newsletter and a wonderful source of information. And so we enjoy having William with us every Friday evening at this time. And hopefully he's going to be able to come on with us in just a moment here. But anyway, William Grigg certainly always has articles that really will explain to you what's really going on behind the scenes. He's provocative. And he's certainly one of the finest columnists that we have in the country today. And without further ado, hi, William. How are we doing tonight?
Dr. Stan, I'm doing well. It's always a pleasure to be with you, and I really appreciate this opportunity every week.
Well, what are we going to be talking about tonight?
Typically, we discuss some aspect of the multifaceted deception that we're dealing with here, this confected reality we live in which we're supposedly the freest country on earth, the most prosperous country on earth. We still have a constitutional republic that is the envy of all rational people everywhere. It's just fascinating to me, if for nothing else, as sort of a sociological or anthropological exercise, just to take a measure every week of the depth of deception, the depth of the cultivated deception that we're dealing with. And this week has been replete with examples of that. I'm thinking of the fact that we have Mr. Obama, who is the current figurehead, the current representative of the semi submerged and self-replicating oligarchy that actually rules our country, go on The Tonight Show. And in a very congenial environment where people are laughing and having a good time, and that, of course, is a very dangerous environment in which you can find disinformation being propagated very readily, say, with all complete seriousness and with the appropriate pantomime of earnestness, but we don't have a domestic surveillance program. But, of course, everybody knows that we do have a domestic surveillance program.
But the thing is, William, it's so hard when you watch that and when you see the president there on the Jay Leno program to know that he's lying. But, of course, you can tell when Barack Obama is lying because his lips are moving and he's not an honest man. But the average individual must understand that Barack Obama is simply a symptom of our time. He is simply a demonstration of the fact that the president of the United States will lie to the public. And if you lie, then you cannot believe anything that any member of our government says. So go right ahead.
That's exactly right. You're dealing with somebody whose stature is such that the public is supposed to credit what he says out of respect for the office. That's something that we hear quite a bit. You may not like the man, but you have to respect the office. And around this office is woven this attitude of institutionalized awe. He somehow is the embodiment of our communal aspirations and our shared identity. And admitting that this individual, like pretty much everybody who's preceded him, at least during the 20th and early 21st century, has been a liar and a murderer, that's something that people simply can't contemplate, because that seems to be an indictment of our society at large. And in a way it is. And we don't have the option of ignoring the fact that that is the reality. Reality is never optional.
Well, we're in real trouble, ladies and gentlemen, today, because America was a Christian nation. America is no longer a Christian nation. This nation turned against God, and I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, and his justice will not sleep forever.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You know Monday is the day before Tuesday. You know Tuesday is the day before Wednesday. You know Christmas Eve is the day before Christmas. And you know New Year's Eve is the day before New Year's Day. But you don't always know the day before. You don't know the day before an emergency happens. You don't know the day before a tornado or an act of terrorism. You don't know the day before an earthquake or power outage. And by the time you do know it was the day before, it's already too late. You know it's a good idea to be prepared. And we're airing this message to make sure you know freezedryguy.com is ready to help with your emergency preparedness needs, including great tasting, long-lasting freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. You know today is the day to take action. Tomorrow could be too late.
This is Dr. Stan, and certainly William is talking about how America was established, how really the presidency was not to be a position of power. It was simply to be an executor and to carry out the dictates of our elected representatives in the Congress and in the Senate. And of course, the first president was George Washington, who is a man of humility, who did not really want to be the president of the United States, but he accepted this because he felt that we needed his leadership to establish this country. And he was probably the finest president we had. He made mistakes. One of the great mistakes, of course, was to establish a central bank, but that was because he was under the influence of a certainly of Alexander Hamilton, who was very closely affiliated with the subversive banks in Great Britain. But other than that, why most of what George Washington did was noble and worthwhile. And even good men can be misled by wicked and devious people like Alexander Hamilton. But go right ahead with your story, William.
That's a very important point. The corruptibility of every man, including those who are good and noble, as the flesh can be made noble, and people like Washington who had a very acute awareness of their own fallibility. Now, Washington was the type of man who leaves the room when praise was being spoken of him because he understood that he might at some point begin to believe his own press, so to speak. And so he was made of a different substance, if you will, in some way. We're all made of the same stuff. We're all fallen, sinful men. That's true of Washington. The difference is that Washington knew it. Washington admitted as much. And he did make mistakes. He was wrong when he tried to enforce the neutrality decree that he had issued as an executive order, as if it were a law. And he had sufficient humility to admit when this was struck down by the Supreme Court as unconstitutional that he had been in error. And he requested that the Congress enact a law
based upon the same principle, namely that the United States was not going to intervene in the war between France and England. There were many people, obviously, who felt a debt to France, Jefferson prominently among them, for the role that they had played in helping United States colonies, the United States, that is to say, the colonies that declared themselves independent states, to achieve independence from Great Britain. And there was a temptation to get involved in that conflict, and Washington understood the need to remain aloof from that entanglement, and so he issued a proclamation forbidding people, American citizens, from getting involved in that conflict. Unfortunately, it was enforced as if it were a law. It was not a law. It was an executive decree. This is a very important thing because most of the presidents of recent vintage, emphatically including the current occupant of the White House, have assumed that anything that is signed by them has the force of law and is binding on everybody. Washington didn't make that mistake. I think Washington was wrong in the way he handled the Whiskey Rebellion. Once again, that reflects the malign influence of Alexander Hamilton. But the point is that he made mistakes, he admitted mistakes, and he did what he could within the compass of his abilities, which were considerable, in order to uphold the principle of the rule of law. He was, as I said, an ambivalent blessing because he was a noble person who was the sort of individual that comes along once in a very long time, who does not lust for power, but looks to be divested of it as quickly as possible. The problem is that our expectations were ruined because we had Washington as the first president. John Adams, who was a man of many parts, most of them noble, his successor, unfortunately, was a man of a more monarchical cast of mind. His administration suffered as a result. He had the notorious Alien and Sedition Act that provoked Jefferson and Madison to write the Kentucky and Virginia Resolve, setting forth the principle of interposition and nullification, which are very important constitutional principles for holding the federal government at bay and trying to keep it within, and this, in our instance, trying to throw it back into its constitutional cage. But the problem is everybody assumes that because Washington defined the presidency, anybody who assumes that office is somehow graced by Washington's lingering presence, his residual nobility. That's not the case. And Washington, even though he was somebody who was immensely popular and universally regarded as probably the best that our country had to offer, he was not a constant presence in the daily lives of Americans. He was the most notable and most universally acclaimed president, but he was not somebody who was looked upon as an important part of the life of your American citizen in the late 18th century. It wasn't until after the death, the murder, the assassination of Lincoln, I believe, that the office of the presidency became invested with a sense of something akin to divinity. I mean, Lincoln was actually treated in official propaganda as a Christ figure, that he had been killed for the sins of the South, that he had bled to redeem the Union, and that he sealed his testimony of the Union with his blood when he was murdered at Ford Theater. And since that time, there's always been this sense that everybody who comes in Lincoln's train in some way partakes of a similar divine nature. This, of course, leads to all kinds of repugnant propositions and repellent spectacles. And, of course, people are always disappointed because we learn very quickly that whoever it is that is the momentary vessel of our desires and ambitions as a presidential candidate is quickly revealed to be just another hack politician. I mean, with Barack Obama, of course, you've got, to paraphrase a comment that was made by a pundit many decades ago, if you take a look at the trajectory of the presidency from Washington to Obama, you see a pretty decent and compelling repudiation or rebuttal of the theory of evolution, because obviously we're working in reverse here in terms of the qualifications, the decency, and the honesty of the occupant of the White House. We're not seeing the office become better and stronger and more noble and more faithful to the Constitution. It's something exactly the opposite. I've mentioned before that Washington had presence of mind and sufficient integrity when he was found to be in error regarding his neutrality proclamation. He accepted the mandate of the Supreme Court, and then he asked Congress to enact a law that would establish American neutrality. He understood that there were limits to what he could do as an executive. He could write executive orders, but they apply only to the executive branch because he presides over the executive branch. Just this past week, Barack Obama, talking about his signature legislation, admitted that he had committed committed a high crime against the Constitution. It's about a week ago, almost exactly a week ago, during a press conference, he was asked about his decision unilaterally to rewrite his so-called Affordable Care Act. He said the following: "I didn't simply choose to ignore the statutory requirement beginning in 2014 that the employer mandate would provide employees with health care." He said that this was made in consultation with business. And then he said, in a normal political environment, it would have been easier for me to simply call up the speaker and say, you know what, this is a tweak that doesn't go to the essence of the law. It looks like there may be some better ways to do this. Let's make a technical change to the law. That would be the normal thing that I would prefer to do. But we're not in a normal atmosphere around here when it comes to Obamacare, so we did have the executive authority to do so, and we did so. Of course, he did not have the executive authority to rewrite the law that he had signed, or to rewrite the measure that he had signed into law that had been upheld by the Supreme Court, which, of course, is a complete abomination. It's utterly, facially unconstitutional, notwithstanding what the Supreme Court said. But this was the measure that passed the Congress that he signed that was upheld by the Supreme Court. He does not have, in any sense, the authority as president simply to ignore certain provisions of the law or to tweak them to meet his satisfaction. And this is particularly true in the political environment that we now find, where Congress is having understandable second thoughts about that measure. It's not the case that a president who is frustrated by an opposition-dominated Congress simply gets to ignore them. But from the perspective of Barack Obama, that's the way that the presidency operates, because that's his will. His will is law, and he has sufficient innate authority as the president to do what he deems suitable, irrespective of what the law says and what the Constitution would define as the limits of his authority. Now, a number of years ago, several decades ago, you probably remember that David Frost, the British journalist, interviewed Richard Nixon after Richard Nixon had resigned from the presidency in disgrace. And David Frost asked Nixon about his philosophy of government. And what Nixon said in so many words is that if the president does it, that makes it legal by definition. He was talking specifically with respect to foreign policy and so-called national security issues. And of course, he was wrong. There is no sense in which what the president decrees is to be considered facially legal, legal because the president wills it. He is not a legislator. He is not an emperor. He is not somebody who is a self-contained, self-executing executive the way that you see in some systems, such as Nazi Germany. At least that's not what the Constitution ordains. The president is given a handful of responsibilities, chief of which is to see that the constitutionally suitable laws are faithfully executed. He is not somebody who has the privilege of enacting law or acting as if he is the embodiment of the law. Now, what Nixon said applied only to foreign policy and national security, and dreadful enough that the president would be making those claims in those spheres. What Barack Obama is saying is that there is no sphere of public policy in which his will is not law, that if he wants to rewrite an existing law to meet the political exigencies of the moment, he supposedly has the executive authority to do that.
But what's really frightening, William, is the fact that the Congress does not speak out against this. Where certainly is the leaders of the Republican Party who should be shouting, oh, this is unconstitutional, Mr. President, you do not have the right to do that. Now, where do we hear certainly the members of the Senate or the congressmen crying out and saying, this is how dictatorships are created, and of course their silence is deafening?
Well, in this case, specifically addressing the issue of Obamacare, one of the reasons why Congress doesn't speak out about this is because they benefit from another extra constitutional gesture made by Barack Obama, which was to tweak the subsidies available for members of Congress under the Obamacare law so as to preserve the advantage they have right now with respect to their government insurance, health insurance policy. This is something that was done by fiat. Once again, otherwise, Congress would have actually been subject to the vicissitudes of Obamacare. But by exercising this spurious extra-constitutional authority, he's benefited the members of Congress, including the Republican leadership. We can't very readily criticize them about using those powers in ways they don't like when he's done the same thing to their benefit.
Well, we'll be back in just a moment. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in real trouble. We're moving towards an all-powerful executive officer, just like they did in Nazi Germany.
already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. 8927.
Back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan and Cynthia Williams is simply talking about the one-party system we have. A few good Democrats, a few good Republicans, but most of them go right along with the agenda. They're all behind this one-world government. The Republicans, of course, are solidly behind our massive military that's being used to force every country in the world into this one-world system, whereas the Democrats are supposedly in favor of ever more spending, and basically, supposedly, the Republicans are against spending. But look and see what the Republicans do when they get into control, as they did with George W. Bush. And basically, of course, it took 200 years to accumulate $1 trillion in national debt. George W. Bush increased the federal deficit of $5 trillion, actually, in a period simply of 8 years. Of course, Obama increased it to $6 trillion in 4 years, but basically the Republicans under George W. Bush were the biggest spenders we've ever seen. That is, until Obama came in. Go right ahead.
And what you're talking about there, of course, is the fact that as you get closer to the bottom of the slippery slope, you tend to accelerate, and the trajectory has been the same. And what happens is that one party or the other, depending upon which party is in power, will always talk about the sins and transgressions of the predecessors as if they were unique, and as if they had left the incumbent party in a uniquely compromised position. That's the sort of thing you used to see in the Soviet Union, the first thing that whoever would come into power after the death of Stalin and Khrushchev set this pattern, is immediately they would heap not praise but abuse on the memory of their predecessors, talking about the doctrinal administrative errors that had disfigured the sacred face of socialism. We get something similar here with the people from these pretty much interchangeable elements of this political cartel. You've got one party that's corporate socialist, the other ones who are socialist corporatists. And that's pretty much the difference here. You're talking about slightly tweaking the formula here between those two elements. But George W. Bush, of course, had set up the machinery that Barack Obama inherited. And now Barack Obama, in spite of the fact that for purposes of our public conversation, has to pay at least occasional lip service to the existence of the Constitution, you've got somebody in the person of Barack Obama who wields a far greater and more effective capacity for inflicting lethal violence on anybody of his choosing than any ruler in human history. If not that we have a system that is a carbon copy, if you will, of Soviet Russia or National Socialist Germany, it's that the powers exercised by the president are based on the same premise, which is that there's no effective limit on what that individual can do. And owing to our current technology and the amount of wealth at the disposal of the government ruling the country, the powers that Barack Obama can wield are much more formidable and much more sophisticated than those which were at the disposal of Joseph Stalin or Vladimir Lenin or Adolf Hitler. And I find it striking how frequently we hear people talk as if the president of the United States were essentially all-powerful, that the limits on his power are those that he has chosen to place on himself. That's certainly Barack Obama's vision of the office. It was George W. Bush's vision of the office as well. And I think to address once again your question, Dr. Stan, about where the Republican Party is criticizing Barack Obama's crimes against the Constitution, they're implicated in the crimes of Mr. Obama's predecessors. Almost everybody in Congress who was in Congress at the time of George W. Bush's administration, who is a Republican Party member, had supported him without qualification when he was doing exactly the same things that Barack Obama was doing, including using drones to murder people overseas. The first drone strike that involved the death of an American citizen actually took place, if memory serves, in 2002, and it was in Pakistan. It was carried out by George W. Bush. It was under George W. Bush that the rendition program that began under Bill Clinton became institutionalized. And now we see that Barack Obama, while not using rendition as promiscuously as Bush did, is doing whatever he can to insulate those who committed kidnappings and torture under George W. Bush from accountability of any kind, while going hammer and tongs at whistleblowers like Bradley Manning and Edward Snowden. Going into the question of torture, you have John Kiriakou from the CIA now, who is going to spend, I think, 4 years in prison because he exposed torture and exposed people responsible for that crime in the CIA. That's something that's happened under Barack Obama's watch. Whoever inherits the office after Barack Obama leaves, assuming that he does, he is going to inherit a vastly distended, grotesquely overpowered office that has nothing to do with the constitutional assignment of responsibilities to the president.
I recently read an article in the New York Times editorial section pointing out that the Attorney General Holder had said it message to his counterpart in Russia asking for the return of Edward Snowden and assuring him that we would not ask for the death penalty or torture Mr. Snowden if we got him back. We wouldn't torture Mr. Snowden if we got him back. We wouldn't torture him. New York Times editorial, we have it. What a sad commentary.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730. And ask about business opportunities.
Stan, when he was talking about the process of torture taking place over the prison in Abu Ghraib today, where they're forcefully feeding these people. Now, basically, most of the prisoners there who are being tortured and being forcibly fed basically have no criminal charges against them, and yet, of course, we refuse to release them. They basically, it's because they have no place to send them because of certainly administrative problems, and so they've been keeping them in prison rather than releasing them. And basically, now the people then went on strike and they refused to eat, so they're forcibly feeding them. Go right ahead, William.
That's something that not many people appreciate, and it got some attention a couple of weeks ago when a pop star, rapper, I believe he's from Great Britain, he used to be called Mos Def, he's since taken a Muslim name, for purposes of illustrating what is done, allowed himself to be force-fed. And this is akin to allowing oneself to be waterboarded. It's something that takes place in a controlled environment. In the case of somebody who does this for illustrative purposes, they can demand that the process stop. When the late Christopher Hitchens was waterboarded, he lasted about a second and a half. Then he let go of a metal object, which was the safe signal that this was supposed to stop. There have been other people, such as Mancow Mueller, the shock radio personality from, if memory serves, Chicago, underwent waterboarding. He lasted a couple of seconds and broke down the bottom. And this, of course, is different from waterboarding of the sort that is inflicted upon people who are held captive by the CIA or its subcontractors. The same thing is true with respect to force feeding. Force feeding involves inserting a lengthy tube up the nostril and down the alimentary canal of the victim. and pumping a viscous fluid directly into the stomach. And this is the sort of thing that can very easily lead to suffocation and lead to drowning if the victim is not fully cooperative. And it's the sort of thing that triggers an immediate reflex on the part of the person to whom this is done. Most deaths lasted about a minute and a half before he broke down sobbing. And if you've seen the video, it's available on YouTube, it's available on Facebook. If you've seen that video, it's something that should indict the conscience of anybody who has a conscience. This is being done to people in Gitmo who were freed, most of them, who have been cleared to leave. And they're not being let go, in large measure, I think, because the government of the United States cannot admit what they have done to these people. They were scooped up off the streets of Pakistan, for the most part, by bounty hunters and sold as human chattel to the CIA. Because the CIA was offering bounties for all and sundry after 9/11. They simply scooped these people up, shipped them to Bagram, and in many instances, then off to Gitmo. And they've been held there for over a decade, many of them. And having no reasonable possibility that they're ever going to be released, and of course there is no realistic possibility that the government that inflicted this on them, committed these crimes against them, is going to make restitution for what has been done. They're doing the last thing that they possibly can do, exercising the last increment of leverage at their disposal by embarking on a hunger strike. Now, this is interesting and morally complicated because I believe that this is an expression of the principle of self-ownership. What they're saying to their captors is, you do not own me, and I am going to leave here one way or another. You'll either let me go, or I will depart from the mortal realm on my terms. And what the captors are saying is, no, you cannot do that. We will not permit you to do this. We will not allow you to exercise even self-ownership to that extent. So we're going to strap you to a restraint chair, and we're going to paralyze your head with restraint straps and insert a tube up your nose, and we're going to use this to pump fluids into your stomach. And this is happening with the active involvement of medical personnel. If these medical personnel, incidentally, had so much as a particle of principle and commitment to their Hippocratic oath, they would not participate in this. It's simply unconscionable that medical personnel would be involved in this. There are medical personnel involved in the torture, the other forms of torture that were practiced in Gitmo, waterboarding, sleep deprivation, and the like. And this is something that brings to mind what happened once again in Nazi Germany when the Hippocratic responsibilities of doctors were subtly redefined to reflect the best interests of society rather than the commitment to the best interests of the patient. And society, of course, had its interests defined by the Nazi Party, by the regime ruling Germany. There's something similar happening right now where under the aegis of the War on Terror, so-called, these doctors are being told that they have a responsibility to the public good as defined by the government in Washington. And in doing so, they're transgressing their moral commitments and implicating themselves in torture. The thing that I find really interesting is that there's a story that's just broken over the last couple of days out of Milwaukee, which is a very large city, that is afflicted with a hideously corrupt police department, one of the worst in the country. And about 10 months ago, there was a case involving a man who was suspected of drug possession. The police said that he had swallowed a baggie full of cocaine, and then he was taken to the hospital, and the police officers who arrested him in the middle of the night obtained a warrant from a judge that would have ordered a doctor to perform a nasogastric aspiration procedure, which is the reverse of force feeding. It is exactly, if I understand it correctly, Dr. Stank, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that it functions exactly the opposite that force feeding would function. This would be the evacuation of the contents of the man's stomach rather than putting something in.
That's right. You'd do exactly the same thing. You'd put a tube down, and then you would take the products of the stomach out. Go ahead.
Exactly. There was a judge willing to sign a warrant that purported to order a doctor to perform this procedure. Now, I don't think that's ever been done before. There was a similar case in Florida where a woman was ordered to pump the stomach of a man. A medical practitioner, a doctor, who was ordered to pump the stomach of a man. She refused to do this, and she was threatened with an obstruction charge, and she fought it, and now she's filed a lawsuit against the Palm Beach Sheriff's Office there in Florida. But in the case in Milwaukee, you have the doctors saying, no, we are not going to do this. No judge has the authority, to order us to violate our Hippocratic Oath. We don't do this. We don't torture patients. Now, God bless them for saying so. But the thing that I find really interesting is that they were able to get a judge to sign off on this. And it is, once again, the photographic negative, the exact reverse of what's going on in Gitmo. This illustrates how quickly we import to this country the worst practices that are field-tested overseas in the name of national security. I've written and spoken about what happened with the occupation of the Philippines a little more than a century ago, how waterboarding was used against the Filipino freedom fighters. Yes, they were freedom fighters. They were fighting against the U.S. government because the U.S. government had betrayed their promises of independence. Yeah, they were waterboarded and otherwise tortured. How you had a surveillance state set up using all the methods now, in very crude form, all the methods that have been perfected by the National Security Agency today. They wired the archipelago for telephonic communication, not for the convenience of the inhabitants of the island, but rather so that they could set up a police state. Perhaps the world's first electronic police state was set up by U.S. occupation authorities in the occupied Philippines after the perfectly horrendous, gratuitous, damnable, and unjustifiable U.S. war against Spain.
This is about 1902, 1905 in there.
Exactly,
right,
exactly. But what happens is that they use these areas overseas as test laboratories, then they immediately import these practices. There was a case in Niagara Falls, New York, about 10 years ago, where a man was subjected to repeated taser strikes, because he had refused to undergo what's called a buccal swab or a buccal swab, a DNA sample involving a Q-tip or some other type of instrument being placed into his mouth to collect DNA. He refused to surrender this DNA sample. And of course, it seems to me that there's a Fourth Amendment issue here. It seems to me that a Fifth Amendment issue, rather. You can issue a warrant under the Fourth Amendment, but it seems to me you cannot violate the Fifth Amendment in doing so. You can't force a man to provide evidence against himself. He didn't cooperate, so he's repeatedly tasered. This is actually upheld by a court. The use of torture in order to force a man to surrender a DNA sample in violation of his Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination. That, I contend, was something that was an outgrowth of the ethos of the Bush administration, where the use of what was called enhanced interrogation had been recognized and widely practiced. That's something that precipitated down to the level of the local police station in Niagara Falls, New York. You have something similar happening now, where they're force-feeding inmates in Gitmo, and now they're forcibly extracting or seeking forcibly to extract the contents of the stomach of a drug suspect in Milwaukee. And it was just the glorious intransigence, the principled refusal of these doctors in Milwaukee to carry out this patently absurd and manifestly unconstitutional warrant to prevent this atrocity from taking place. Instead, the police maintained a 24-hour surveillance on this man's bed and then examined everything that came out of his body in the forlorn hope of finding evidence that he'd actually consumed cocaine. There was no cocaine in his bloodstream. There was none. There are none in the products of his the products of his metabolic system, and so instead of prosecuting him for possession of narcotics with intent to distribute, they ended up prosecuting him for obstruction of justice and for, I think there's a bribery charge in there, because he had allegedly suggested to one of the police officers who arrested him that he might be able to help them build cases against local drug dealers. Who knows if that's true? But they didn't have any evidence that had actually been involved in a narcotics crime. They couldn't find it, in spite of the extent they went here in trying to suborn doctors into violating every tenet of the medical profession by doing this. Now, this brings us back, I think, to the question of government-managed health care, or Obamacare, to use the current rubric under which this is taking place. Dr. Stone, I don't know if you've discussed the case in the Atlanta area involving a young man named Anthony Stokes, this, I think, 15-year-old boy who has an enlarged heart, and he's otherwise healthy, and apparently he's going to die within 6 months or a year because of his cardiac condition. And he applied to be put on a list of potential recipients of a heart for a heart transplant. and the administrators of this hospital in Atlanta declined to make him a candidate. They wouldn't be putting him next on the list to receive a heart, or that's not how the transplant system works. I don't know the details of. It seems to me that the system's rather fouled up. But the administrators, the people in charge of this decision, the Children's Healthcare of Atlanta, said that this young man wasn't eligible because of what was called a history of noncompliance. They didn't elaborate on that term, but from the context, according to the 15-year-old child's mother, it's because he's had a bad school record, and he's gotten into trouble occasionally with school administrators and with the police. He doesn't apparently have a criminal record of the sort that would include theft or crimes of violence, but he's somebody who's had a history of delinquency. But the history of noncompliance means that he's not somebody who's seen as being socially useful. And for that reason, he was not put on the list of potential recipients of a donated heart. Now, I find that to be disturbing. Not knowing the details of this case, I can't tell you what else might have factored into this decision. But just think of the implications of that phrase as they apply to the prospect of a government-managed healthcare system where the IRS is going to be in charge of supervising, collating and supervising all this personal data about our taxes, about our incomes, about our associations, about our political connections. That's what the IRS Tea Party surveillance scandal is all about. They were looking at these people and assessing the legitimacy of their tax-exempt status on the basis of their political association, their ideological preferences, and so forth. So think of it this way. If in the not terribly distant future you have the IRS in charge of auditing these decisions having to do with the administration of healthcare resources, the death panels, they do exist in the Obamacare framework, might very well say that some people might not be eligible for critical healthcare treatment because of their history of noncompliance. It might mean that there are irregularities in their tax return. It might mean that they have been involved in the wrong kind of political activism. It might mean that they come from an area of the country where the voting patterns have been decidedly in opposition to the dominant party, whichever branch of the dominant party might be in power at the time. There are all kinds of ways that this principle of denying people critical health care on the basis of noncompliance could become a sigh that would mow down a huge portion of this population who are seen to be politically unacceptable. I mean, one example, this just occurs to me, rather a randomly vectored thought, but this incident in Missouri involving the rodeo clown who dressed up in a mask resembling President Obama, who found himself now fired from his job as a rodeo performer, and the Rodeo Clown Association in Missouri has now said that everybody who belongs to it is going to have to undergo mandatory sensitivity training. The Justice Department's investigating. The NAACP wants the Secret Service to get involved. This man wore an Obama mask, and he was being pursued by bulls. That's one of the things that rodeo clowns do. They have a job that's much more dangerous than that of a police officer. They have to call away 1,500-pound masses of infuriated bovine sinew in order to prevent bull riders from getting trampled. That's what the rodeo clowns do. But he was wearing an Obama mask, and this was seen as somehow an act of lèse-majesté. You were speaking poorly of the dear leader. And so this guy got fired. Everybody in the association now has to undergo thought reform, to use the appropriate communist expression. The Justice Department, FBI, Secret Service are perhaps investigating. Under Obamacare, it seems to me that this guy would be looked upon as somebody who was noncompliant. And if he got hurt in the course of this very dangerous profession, he might not be able to get suitable care unless he's willing to undergo thought reform as well. There are all kinds of dreadful possibilities that we're likely to see become dreadful realities in the very near future because of the seizure of the healthcare system under Obama. And don't think that this was just purely something Obama did. The Republican Party laid the groundwork. As you mentioned, Dr. Stan, the Republican Party is not really putting much of a fight right now. They're beneficiaries. The Republicans in Congress, they're beneficiaries of the Obamacare system.
I share your concern, and basically the Republicans want to go right along. They're the ones who are really all in favor of this surveillance, basically because it's going to protect us from those wicked terrorists. Why would the Republicans certainly go right along with expanding the government power to spy on the people? Well, they're the people. In fact, the Democrats are much more outspoken about that than the Republicans are. And I think this shows you the fact that basically we can't trust either political party.
That's exactly right. And once again, it's important to emphasize, to italicize, to underscore the fact that this is one party. This is something that our good friend Carol Quigley pointed out in Tragedy and Hope. These two parties are fungible. They're interchangeable in every way except for the specific constituencies that they play to as their respective political bases.
And if you haven't read Tragedy and Hope, William, let's get out your telephone number and your website.
freedominourtime.blogspot.com is the website for Pro Libertate. freedominourtime.blogspot.com. There's a PayPal button at the bottom of every essay.
Okay, fine. Of course, our guest has been Sidney William Grigg. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program right here at Radio Liberty.
Do you have a chronic illness that is disrupting your life? Have you lost hope that you'll get better? If you have, Rob Manning may be able to help you. Rob is an experienced nurse specializing in integrative health care. If you'd like to talk to Rob without charge, or if you need nursing care or recovery coaching, call him. That's Rob Manning at 613-822-7625. 613-822-7625. You can access Rob's website at illnessstrategies.ca. That's illnessstrategies.ca. And that's spelled with three S's. Or email Rob at illnessstrategy@live.com. That's illnessstrategies@live.com. And once again, Rob's telephone number is area code 613-822-7625. Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Or just tell our listeners how they can get to that website where they can see this teaser, the introduction to a DVD, a documentary you're going to be putting together. Where should they go to see that?
Freedom Zealot Channel, the Freedom Zealot Channel on YouTube. And once again, it's called Snapshots of Soviet America, the Rita Hutchinson Story.
All right, fine. Good night. We'll talk to you again next week at the same time. Until then, may the Lord be with you.
God bless. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Okay, well, this is Dr. Stan here. We hope you enjoy our conversations every week with William. Of course, he does most of the talking, and that's all right with me because it's the end of the week, and I'm usually quite exhausted after putting in 5 hours a day for the during the week time. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners out across America that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and we're dependent upon those of you who listen to our programs to help us get the truth out across America. So if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us maintain our network of stations across America, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. And, of course, you can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. You can subscribe to our newsletter. You can get the tape sets, and instead we have a new tape set. It's in the Last Pope, with a question mark, the Last Pope question mark. And it's really quite a good, excellent 4-CD set. We certainly have an excellent DVD on Common Core. There's new curriculum that's being imposed all across America. If you haven't heard my talk on Agenda 21, the Covert Plan. Agenda 21, the Covert Plan, or certainly on Population Control, the Secret Agenda. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to hear the interview with Professor Carol Quigley, where he tells about the secret society that he uncovered, you can actually hear Carol Quigley speaking in our 4-CD set, The Secret Government. We have another 4-CD set on secret societies, and they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to hear my interview with Norman Dodd, that is available. You can order that. We have it. It's on DVD. If you want to hear my interview with Sydney, other key figures, just go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. But this information will help you better to understand what is really going on in the world today. If you go to our website, radioliberty.com, look at all the DVDs, the interviews, the talks we have. Look, and not just myself, but we have them from so many other excellent speakers. We have an excellent DVD on Agenda 21, The Wretching Transformation of America by Michael Shaw, who I think is the finest expert on Agenda 21 in the country. That's Agenda 21, The Wretching Transformation of the Country. Of the nation, I should say, not to be confused with my talk on Agenda 21, the Covert Plan. But they're both available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Of course, we hope that if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family supporters, that you will join us in this epic struggle, because basically we are a voice trying to point out that there's a well-organized group of very evil and wicked people who worship a different God, who are using their power to alter the structure of our society. What is this really all about? Well, you go to their website, trilateral.org. Trilateral.org, look at their logo, and you'll see it's a circle made up of three curved arrows, but if you look closely, you'll see the three sixes. 666. Joined together in the center by an upside-down broken cross. Why do you think David Rockefeller and Zygmunt Brzezinski would pick that logo for their Trilateral Commission? I remember, certainly between 1977 and 2009, every president and or vice president of the United States came from the membership of the North American chapter of the Trilateral Commission. We are in real trouble today, ladies and gentlemen. We ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival, but please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection. Oh, a land that's free. Let us all be grateful.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is Friday. We made it.